First reading this morning is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11. You people are like children sitting in the market and shouting to each other. You played the flute, but you would not dance. You sang a funeral song, but you would not learn. John the Baptist did not go around eating and drinking, and you said, that man has a demon in him. But the Son of Man goes around eating and drinking, and you say that man eats and drinks too much. He's even a friend of tax collectors and sinners. Yet wisdom is shown to be right by what it does. At that moment, Jesus said, my Father, Lord of heaven and earth, I am grateful that you did all of you this from wise and educated people and showed it to ordinary people. Yes, Father, that is what pleased you. My Father has given me everything, and he is the only one who knows the Son. The only one who truly knows the Father is the Son. But the Son wants to tell others about the Father, so that they can know him too. If you are tired from carrying heavy burdens, come to me, and I will give you rest. Take the yoke I give you. Put it on your shoulders and learn from me. I am gentle and humble, and you will find rest. This yoke is easy to bear, and this burden is light. In our reading, Jesus has just spoken with John's disciples. When asked, are you the Messiah we've been expecting, or should we keep looking for someone else? He responds, go, tell John all you've seen and heard. The blind see, the lame walk, good news is preached to everyone. The religious leaders that heard him felt threatened and confronted him. He accuses them of being determined not to hear and accept. First, John did what a holy prophet ought to do, and they rejected him, saying he was possessed by a demon. Jesus came doing exactly the opposite, and they again reject God's messenger, this time because he's a glutton and a drunkard. Then Jesus prays, thanking God the truth is so simple, the clever and wise may reject it, looking for something more difficult. The simple truth, anyone who has seen Jesus has seen God. Anyone who meets Jesus will find God revealed in his words and actions. He then delivers one of the best known promises of the New Testament. He invites all those who are weary and heavy laden to come to him. He will give them rest. He invites them to take his yoke upon them and learn from him. He is humble and gentle. His yoke is easy. His burden is light. 2,000 years later, that promise is still made. Come to Jesus. Take off what weighs you down and find rest. Take up the yoke of Christ instead. There is more than one definition of yoke. Farming is a device fastened over the neck of two animals. It binds them together so they work together to pull a cart or plow. It takes two separate forces and brings them together in a single purpose. Another understanding of yoke is a heavy collar that can't be removed. It weighs down the person yoked. This type of yoke might be put on a slave during transportation to prevent escape. It implies a heavy burden, and with that, sense of being trapped, a terrible weight, the loss of control. What weighs you down? What, if anything, in your life leaves you feeling powerless and out of control? There are so many examples. You may have noticed that I'm wearing a heavy backpack. In life, each of us carries things that weigh us down. Different things for each of us. Possibly several things that combine and keep us from fully living the life that God holds for us. These weights may be individual to us, or like a traditional yoke, they may bind and hold. hold us back as a team, as a community of faith. I'm going to pull a few examples out of my backpack now. I'm sure some you relate to, perhaps some you won't. How many of us go through our lives telling ourselves, I can do this? Let's call it the burden of self-sufficiency. I can make it. I don't need help. I know I can succeed on my own. In our culture, we lift the self-made person up on a pedestal. We admire their accomplishments. We hold them up as an ideal. They didn't need help. They didn't need God. Culturally, we may think less of people who can't do it on their own, who ask for help, or who fail to achieve the ideal. But for everyone who makes it, we have no idea how many failed, how many were stepped on by the others as they made their way to the top. Sooner or later, most who believe they can do it on their own discover life can become very heavy, a great burden. They may face a crisis of faith in themselves when they don't know what to do next, or realize that they can't fix everything. The gospel promises if we bind ourselves to God and the community of faith, we will accomplish more together than we ever could alone. One way we do this is by supporting one another in prayer, taking time to lift to God those things in life that weigh us down and concern us. Prayer is an invitation to God to be present, especially in situations beyond our ability to change. Prayer should never be our last resort, turning to it only when all our efforts have failed. The New Testament portrays the church, the body of Christ, as the place we each discover what we are uniquely gifted to do. We thank God for those gifts and add our best efforts to the work of the community, helping and supporting each other. The yoke of Christ does not hold us back as individuals. Rather, it binds us into a common purpose, making us part of a larger community, something bigger than ourselves, a place to feel a belonging and to feel connected. Our prayer, God, may we see our uniqueness and giftedness, and find the new courage to use those gifts to build our community. Unconfessed sin or shame are also having severe. The evangelical church has turned sin into a dirty word for many, but it need not. Let's define sin this morning as those actions or habits outside God's loving hope for us, the things we do that hurt ourselves or others. Paul describes sin eloquently when he says in Romans 7:15, "In fact, I don't understand why I act the way I do. I don't do what I know is right. I do the things I hate." We are all human. We all make mistakes. We hurt one another, and it isn't always by accident. We know what we're doing. We carry on because we're angry. And speaking of patterns and behaviors, we know on one level are not the best choices, but find ourselves unable to stop. Addiction fits this description. Anyone who has experienced it will tell you the shame they feel as the object of their addiction becomes the very center of their lives, and they feel powerless to stop. The path to wholeness always begins with admitting our mistakes and at times admitting our inability, our unwillingness to stop hurting ourselves or others. When we admit these things to God, we call it confession. Admitting them to those we've hurt makes forgiveness possible. We admit them to a third party, seeking help. Our Our gospel calls us to turn to God and ask God to lift that burden from us, to place on our shoulders a new yoke that we can bear, the yoke of love, of learning, of wanting to become a better me. Christ promises rest when the weight becomes too much to bear alone, and forgiveness when we falter. Falling back into old patterns, even when we feel unlovable or undeserving. The image of the farm yoke is powerful. Like oxen in front of the plow, yoked to Christ, we pull together going forward. If our strength begins to fail, the one who pulls beside us can keep us going, if we only trust and don't lose heart. Our prayer, God, bring forgiveness to our lives. Empower us to be all you hope for us. Help us to keep you at the center of our lives. Stress and unrealistic expectations are a heavy burden. Sometimes the heaviest burden of all. When we feel pressured to be someone we aren't, when we can't live up to other people's expectations, it will catch up to us. Stress has become the great disease of our age. So many rush through life trying to please others, trying to be everything to everyone. We take so many burdens upon ourselves, we can't hope to find peace or rest in our lives. And one day, often at the worst possible moment, we finally collapse under the pressure and weight of it all. The message of Christ, we are loved, each of us, for who we are and for who we have the potential to be. We are not expected to be perfect anything. Perhaps the greatest lie in our consumer society is that ever-present enough is never enough. We always want something better than what we have. When we get it, we discover something even better, and we want it instead. It fills our lives with stress and unrealistic expectations. We find ourselves never feeling satisfied. When we put aside the things that stress us and take the yoke of Christ, we discover the things we put aside are gone. But we no longer carry them by ourselves. They lose their hold on us. We can find the rest for our souls promised. We discover the weight of our burdens is now shared by Christ and others in the community of faith, who love us, who want to help us, and with whom we journey toward a richer life in God. We can never achieve our own. Our prayer, God, help us to be grateful for all we have, content with your blessings. Give us the rest, promise. I promise it won't go on forever. Unforgiveness and anger are heavy weights to bear. Under their weight, we find ourselves unable to move past hurts. Experience. They continue to haunt us and weigh us down. They may become the focus of our lives, preventing us from seeing the larger picture, keeping us stuck. Unresolved anger and unwillingness to forgive can keep us focused on ourselves and our pain, holding us hostage to our past and preventing us from moving forward. Forgiving those who have wronged and hurt us is the heart of the gospel. God promises, whoever we are, whatever we've done, we are welcome to come to God and find forgiveness. It is never too late to begin again. Even in those times and situations where we can't forgive, for example, if the person who has hurt us refuses to admit their role in hurting us, or refuses to ask forgiveness, perhaps they are no longer part of our lives through distance, or they may no longer be with us. Our gospel message encourages us to intentionally give this weight to God. Take past, and the power of the past to hurt us is broken. Our lives, trusted in God, can be a journey of healing and growth. Our prayer, God, lift from us the burden of past hurts. Free us to go forward with you. That's a lot better. Were any of these things that burden you? There are so many others. Grief, chronic problems with our health, so many that we can have. When reflecting on scripture, historical context can be very helpful. Understanding a bit of the times the text was written, why it may have been written, helps bring the scripture to life for us. I want to share another meaning of yoke with you. I found this reference in several places, and I honestly have never seen this before. It had a great meaning to the reading for me. At the time of Christ, there were at least 6 different yokes people could take upon themselves in the Jewish understanding. One of those was borne by every Jew, called the yoke of the commandments or the yoke of the kingdom of heaven. Judaism included 613 commandments every Jewish person was expected to learn, understand, and obey. There are 365 negative commandments, things you were commanded not to do, and 248 positive commandments, things you were commanded to do. These commandments encompass every area of life, from the most profound, like not murdering, or remembering the Sabbath to keep it holy, the requirement to set aside one day each week for rest, all the way to what seems to us to be the Mishnah. Do not wear clothing woven of 2 kinds of material. Everyone listening to Christ, as he spoke the words of our reading this morning, carried this yoke by the virtue of being Jewish. Imagine for a moment how much harder life must have been in the first century of the Common Era and the Roman occupation. The yoke of the commandments must have been a heavy and difficult one at times for many of the people. There is another yoke, however, that can add a lot to this passage. When a person committed themselves to studying under a particular rabbi, learning from them and following the law as interpreted by them, it was considered to be taking that teacher's yoke upon yourself. You committed to learning from that teacher. At this time in history, there was a debate about whether it was more important to observe every single Jewish law exactly as written, or to understand the ideas behind the law so you can act appropriately in any situation, even those that were not addressed by the law. In Matthew 22, we read of an exchange between the Pharisees, who were the experts in the law, and Jesus. Teacher, what is the most important commandment in the law? Jesus answered, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind. This is the first and most important commandment. The second most important commandment is like this one, and it is, love others as much as you love yourself. All the law of Moses and the books of the prophets are based on these 2 commandments. Jesus is weighing in on this debate, saying to observe the law, you only keep these 2 commandments, considering them in every action. This is the yoke Jesus invites them to take up, to put aside 613 rules with the debates and interpretations, and get down to the core of it all. It's no wonder the wise and clever rejected it. It was far too simple. But it was how Jesus lived, example captured in the Gospels. In this morning's message, he invites the people to cast off the yoke of the commandments, 613 rules about what is right, what is wrong, what is allowed, and what is forbidden. Instead, we take up his yoke and allow him to teach us what we need to learn. To come to God, who loves us and promises to journey through life with us, who will never lay a burden on us that is too heavy to carry. Who will teach us what we need to learn to live for God's deepest hope for us and our community of faith. Is it any wonder great crowds of people came to hear him speak? Is it any wonder the religious leaders felt he had to be silenced? This morning I ask you, what weighs you down? Hear the word of God. Come to me, all of you who are weary and heavy laden.